Welcome to CCNE 1, Module 1 and 2 Combo with Extra Coleslaw and Salad. Now, any questions from last week's lecture before we continue on to talk about hexadecimal? Now, I already have one binary question from Ibrahim, so we'll talk about that question in a second. Has anybody else got any questions on the material we covered last week? By the way, I have been receiving all of the answers to your exercises, and I would especially like to commend Corey. Almost called him Kari. I would have been in trouble for that. And I think it was Eddie who actually showed me their working out. Well done, guys. Now, the working out was not required, so you don't lose marks because you didn't show your working out. And all of the worksheets I marked, as far as I can tell, have all got the answers correct. So does anybody have any questions on last week's lecture before we continue on to talk about hexadecimal? And I'll be having a couple of binary questions for you in a minute just to see how you're all going with it.
And we'll have some of those lovely quizzes for you too. And good morning from me.
Okay, going twice on questions. Anyone any questions from last week's lecture except for Ibrahim, who I'll be dealing with in a second? I don't think we can hear you, Rahul. Or if we did... Yeah, try again.
Yes, I would like to clarify the conversion from binary to decimal. I'm having some problem in some of the problem questions.
All right, no problems. We will go back over that procedure. There are multiple procedures that can be used, but I believe that... the one we're using is one of the simpler ones. You do have the document in which I described the procedure last week, just to make sure you have that?
Yes, sir, I do have that.
No problem, just checking. Okay, when you are converting from binary to decimal, the easiest way to do the conversion is to work from right to left. And what we generally do is, if you have a pegboard, we place the binary number into the pegboard. We then add up all of the powers of 2 that that have a 1 bit set on them. So if you want to raise the level of ventrilo, use your volume control. Okay. Phew, derailed my train of thought. So, if we have, which is not difficult to do, if we work from the right and we have the binary number 101, just to keep a very simple example, the right-hand digit is a 1. So we say 2 to the power of 0 is 1. So we put 1 down as our first number. We then look to the next digit, which is a 0, so we ignore that. We then look at the next digit, which is a 1, which is now 2 to the power of 2, and we say that is 4. So we say 4 plus 1 equals 5. Therefore, 101 in binary is 5 in decimal. You are allowed to use a calculator to add the powers of 2 together. So if you have, say for example, 128 plus 64 plus 16 plus 8 plus 4, you can do that addition on the calculator if it would speed things up for you. We just don't want you to convert the number with the calculator. Now, the question I got from a number of students was, one of the examples I put in the worksheet was the number 00000011. And I was asked whether the zeros on the left-hand side changed the value. No. Zeros on the left-hand side of a number do not change the value. I could have $5 or I could have 0000005 dollars, and that would be the same number. I just put the zeros in on the left hand side to see if people wouldn't realize that they were not significant, they were not important if they were on the left hand side. Okay, so let's see if we can do a couple of these briefly. Can anybody tell me what, and you can type your answers into the chat, 111 is in decimal? Excellent. Well, I'm going to keep these small because I am aware that we are doing them in our heads, and I just want to test understanding. How about 1000? Yeah, 8 is the correct answer. I will be posting the answers to last week's exercise to the announce list after the lecture. Okay, one more. 1010. Okay, we've got some answers all over the place here, guys. 1010. So we'll work through that. The right-hand digit is a 0, therefore we ignore it. The next digit is a 1, so 1 times 2 to the power of 1 is 2. The next digit is a 0, so there are no lots of 2 to the power of 2s. Then we have one lot of 2 to the power of 3, which is 8. So we have 8 plus 2 is indeed 10. Okay, can anybody convert the number 15 into binary? If you want to access the chat window, you must tab to the chat button in the Ventrilo window and press the space bar to open your chat window. That way you can participate in the exercises by typing your answer into the chat window. Yep, 1111 is the number 15. Okay, does anybody have any questions on that procedure before we move on? We will come back to this. You'll do lots of binary conversions. This is not the end. But does anybody have any questions now?
Sir, please explain this 15, sir. I was not in the class last week.
The 15 for the 1111. 15 is 2 to the power of 0 plus 2 to the power of 1 plus 2 to the power of 2 plus 2 to the power of 3, which is 8 plus 4 plus 2 plus 1. That makes 15. Okay, any other clarifications we need? Because I'm about to go on to hexadecimal, so things are likely to get a bit more confusing in different ways. Okay, I'll move on to hexadecimal and see how we go. There's a big silence. That's because I wasn't saying anything.
I can sing if you like.
That'll do.
Fly to the moon or some such place.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard any questions or anything, so on we go to hexadecimal. And we'll see how we go after that and come back to binary if it still causes us grief. Binary numbers, as you will have noticed from the exercise last week, can be very long and difficult to write. For example, 255 in decimal is, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to work it out, 1111111, or 8 ones. Because programmers like to express numbers in binary, and the computers work in binary, it was advantageous to come up with a better method of representing binary numbers. And it was decided to use base 16. Now, for you, Mr. Van Poppel, do not fall asleep in Geordie's chocolate.
I'm sipping my coffee, so that's right.
Excellent. Base 16, unlike base 10, we have 16 different symbols. 0 to 9, then the letters A, B, C, D, E, F, or Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, if you're Ventrilo is not making me understandable. These letters represent the values for 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Can anybody tell me, in that case, what the decimal value for the number 0D for Delta would be?
014.
No, Attila, it's 13. 0D Delta. Okay, so let's go again. A is 10, B is 11, C is 12, D is 13, E is 14, F is 15. Can anybody tell me what the decimal value for 0A will be?
10?
Yes, 10. Now we have done single... Okay, you'll hear me now. Don't move out of this channel. Okay? Do not move out of this channel, Trikesh, or you will not hear me. I guarantee that. Once you have been moved into a channel, and this goes for everyone, Ian will move you in if you cannot move yourself. Don't move out if you can help it. I hate moving. It's so stressful. Okay. Now, because hexadecimal is base 16, the next digit across is actually lots of 16. So can anybody have a guess at what the number 10 in hex will be in decimal? Anybody not following? You don't lose marks for not following. Okay, 10 in hexadecimal is 16. One lot of 16 plus zero lots of 1. Base 16, instead of using lots of 2, we are usually using lots of 16. Therefore, we have 15 symbols. 0 to 9, A to F. A is worth 10, B is worth 11, C is worth 12, D is 13, E is 14, F is 15. Therefore, the number 16 in decimal is 10 in hexadecimal. 1 times 16 plus 0 times 1. What would the number 20 be in decimal?
32.
Well done. Okay, not
can you repeat the question?
But we'll, what's 20 in hexadecimal if we convert it to decimal? So are you happy with 32, Elise?
Yep, happy with 32.
All right, can anybody convert the hex number 1B, as in 1 Bravo, into decimal?
18.
Okay, no, not 18, Corey, but nice guess. 1B for Bravo.
27.
I'll go through this 27. One. I'll tell you what, the Indians are whipping the Australians today. We don't know about the cricket, but 27, that is the correct answer.
We best not talk about the cricket.
Okay, 1B.
Australia are 1 for 12. Gilchrist just got out.
Ah, well, that's it looks like he's not going to score a century today then, is he?
No, you are, so I told you.
We were discussing the cricket, for those who may be confused. Gilchrist just got out, 1 for 12, apparently. Okay, 1B, as in 1 Bravo, is 1 lot of 16 plus... Can anybody tell me what B is worth?
1 lot of 11.
11.
16 and 11 is 27. Okie dokies.
Yeah.
I will be writing out a summary of this after lecture in case you are having trouble following along with the spoken explanation given my Aussie accent. Last week, Chris McMillan posted a really good website on binary. Did anyone look at it?
Gary, I just put up the hexadecimal tutorial website as well.
Okay. Can everybody see that? Because Dean posted some last week. I'll just zap it through to the announce list. But can anybody see the hexadecimal website there that Dean's put up? There's a really good tutorial there.
I did post it to the announced list, but I can put it up again if they'd like.
Yeah, it could be a good idea, Dean.
Yeah, post it through and post it through to the announce list, and Ian will release the message. Okay, just once more for 27, because there's a few people who are still confused here. One Bravo. The right-hand digit is Bravo. Will be for batting. That is worth 11. 1 times 16 plus 11 equals 27. Now, can anybody tell me, in binary, just to turn your brains inside out, what is 1111 in decimal?
15.
Yep, 15. Anybody else want to go for 15?
15.
Yep, that's correct. This means that each hex digit is worth 4 binary digits. In other words, 0 through to F in hexadecimal is 0 through 15 in decimal, which is 0 to 1111 in binary. Each hex digit is worth 4 binary bits or 1 nibble. Okay, here we go. Binary. We are all happy that 1111 in binary is 15 in decimal. Everybody's happy with that?
Yep.
Now, this means that the value of F in hexadecimal, as in F for Foxtrot, is 15. Everybody happy with that?
Yep.
Okay, so if each digit, if the highest digit in a hex number, which is F, is worth 15, we can say that each hex digit is worth 4 binary bits. Let me give you another example in the hopes of confusing you even more. Can anybody remember what 1111111 was in decimal? Can anybody remember what that was?
255.
It was 255.
If we split... Oh, everybody does remember that one. Excellent. If we split that in half, we have two lots of 4 ones. If we convert the 4 ones into hexadecimal, we get the result FF. Therefore, 255 in decimal is FF in hexadecimal. This will be confusing until you have worked a few examples out yourself with the pegboard.
It's a little bit louder, please, sir.
Am I quiet?
Yeah, no, you were
sort of a bit
far away.
Yeah, this should knock you all out of your seats, I'd say, about now. How's that?
Yeah, that's good, Kieran.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, it's a pain in the backside. There's a very fine margin with Ventrilo. And the sound card doesn't amplify particularly well. Okay. So, 1111, 1111, or 8 lots of 1. If we split the byte in half and take each digit individually, each 4 digits individually, and convert them to hexadecimal, we end up with FF.
Yep, yep.
Okay, let's do one more example and see if we can get the answer to that one before we move on to a different topic. Because I am going to set an exercise for you all to do, because I can't go through all of the examples in lecture time, or we'll never get through the rest of the material. Can anybody convert 1 7 in hex into decimal?
Pardon?
1 7 hex into decimal.
128?
No. Sorry, Corey. The chat window will be telling you 23, which is the correct answer. 1 times 16 plus 7 lots of 1 is 23. Somebody's trying to transmit, but I've got no audio from them, just a humming sound. Vinog, you've got a problem with your audio. I can't hear a thing. I apologize for anybody's name I horribly mispronounce. We don't have pronunciation lessons on your name yet. Anybody's name, so if we say something really bizarre, we're just trying to figure out who we're talking to, because we say things a bit different over here. Okay, did you pass that to the announcer of the discuss, Dan?
Discuss.
All right, people, when we finish this lecture, Dean has posted a link to a hexadecimal tutorial on the Discuss mailing list. You all should receive that at some point. Okay, I think we'll move on, and I'll write up an exercise to try and show people how this works. Who doesn't have pegboards at the moment? We've got to sort that out long term, because we need them by chapter 11. Who doesn't have a pegboard? I know the Egyptians don't have pegboards, as far as I know. Anybody else not have a pegboard?
I don't have, sir.
I don't have one.
Okay, the National Association for the Blind are making them for all the people in India.
Your pegboard is going to be a huge benefit to you as you go through your courses.
Okay, Mathu, you need to contact the Association for the Blind in India regarding, sorry? Delhi. Delhi, so they're making them. They can get you one. Nadine, if you are willing to possibly pay for postage, we can possibly send you one.
And Alicia, post that virtual one, please. We'd be interested.
I'll post it to instructors first for checking, I think. And then if you like it, you can post it to everybody else.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that works. Okay, there's a phone number that's been put into chat for the Indian people to get their pegboards, I believe. And we will be posting an Excel spreadsheet which has a virtual pegboard which Elise has designed. It may be of use to blind people, or perhaps it will be used to low vision people, so that will be something that is free. We will put that up for you to get your hands on and have a look at. If the Egyptians can raise the money for the postage, we will send over a couple of pegboards. See how you go with that. Otherwise, the pictures are up on the website if you can get somebody to make one.
So what is the cost there?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
What will be the cost, sir?
I'm not sure what the cost will be. I don't know how much it will be to... Yeah, the pegboard descriptions are already up on the QCAT website under Student Resources General Instructions. There is actually pictures if anyone wants to get their pegboard made for them. There is a clear picture there, Ibrahim. It's easy.
Just posted it to you guys.
Thank you.
It's very colourful.
Not really. I mean, the pegboard is very simple, and it only takes somebody 5 minutes with a piece of wood and a drill to make you one up. It is really a simple solution to a problem. There is no other easy way of doing binary to decimal conversions, except for perhaps the spreadsheet, but I think that will actually be more complex than the pegboard. You could use half of an abacus and use 8 columns of the abacus instead of a pegboard and have the beads slid up for a 1 and down for a 0. Perhaps that would be possible for some people.
Or you could build one out of Lego if you've got Lego.
Yep, that'll work. Or Lego. Lego TM will make your pegboard if that's an option.
The other thing is that a lot of these exercises can be done, once you know how to do them, they can be done without the pegboard, but it's much easier using a pegboard or similar.
Yeah, the pegboard is really essential. That. Okay, All right. I think we might move on to something else and come back to the hex. The conversion is just going to be practice and practice and practice, and we will be giving you exercises and exercises. And you don't have to do all of the exercises, but if you don't know how to do it, we would really want you to keep doing the exercises until you do know how to do it. Those of you who know how to do it and can give me all of the answers nice and quickly for the first exercise, we'll let you off doing all of the rest of the exercises. How's that?
But on the other hand, we could be mean. It's only one way to get it, though, isn't it? It's just repetition.
It certainly is. It really is a case of repetition. And lots of people spent days and days, and I'll embarrass him here, one of our students here who said he spent weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks working on it, and suddenly one day went, I get it now.
I wonder who that was.
Well, I'm not mentioning a name, yes, he's sitting here behind me, and it took him a number of weeks, and all of a sudden the penny dropped, and he got the was wondering why it had been so hard.
Yeah, Topaz is a bit slow at picking these things up.
Okay, am I transmitting or not?
Yes, you are.
Yep.
Certainly are.
Okie dokie. Let's move off this horrible maths, very, very essential horrible maths, and let's get on with today's lecture. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Oh. Check two. Okay, how's it going now, Geraldine? Okie dokies. Today in CCNA Module 2, you'll be learning how to get a set of steak knives. Now, this is not sensitive enough. How's that? There we go. No, we will be... I'm going to have to go off AutoVox. It keeps cutting in and out. Just one second, people. I'm just going to drop the sensitivity on Ventrilo. It's been set up mode for a moment.
And if you don't have any questions, I'll sing to you. Looks like singing.
Go for it. Let's hear it for Geraldine.
Booby ba da da do ba be da da do be da da do do da be dun dun.
Actually, I was actually voting for Joy.
We've got a rhythm section going on here.
Something. For Jordina and Ben to wind up and sing us something there, that would have been quite pleasant. But fellas, I've fixed the.
We could have the Cavi Choir.
I've got my violin here.
Voice. Thank you.
Should we get the guitar out?
Voice. Oh, thank you, Annabeth. I hope I said that right.
Okay, today we are talking about bandwidth. We'll be talking about the OSI reference model. We will be talking about the TCP/IP model as well, and you'll get to find out what TCP/IP is. We will be covering these points. Here we go. Explain the importance of bandwidth. I think everybody knows on that one. In networking, use an analogy. Well, yeah, we'll be using one of those. Identify BPS, KBPS, MBPS, and GBPS, as in kilobits, megabits, gigabits, etc. And we'll talk about units of bandwidth. Yes, it is. This module will make students
do combo it today
before lunchtime. We are in chapter 2. Actually, pause and restart, Sue, because that's probably a good idea. Yeah, stop that one and we'll start and make another one.